Good morning. This is Wyoming Debrief from Wyoming Public Radio News. It's Friday, September 4th. I'm your host, Charles Pelkey, with these news updates from around Wyoming. With minor party candidates certified to appear on the November 3rd general election ballot, as of yesterday, several races for some of Wyoming's top offices are a bit more crowded. In the race for Wyoming's seat in the U.S. House, Libertarian Sean Johnson and the Constitution Party's Jeffrey Haggett both made the cut. They'll face Republican Chuck Gray and Democrat Lisa Kinney. In the governor's race, Republican Eric Barlow and Democrat Ken Kasner are joined by the Constitution Party's Rebecca Bextill. All told, six Constitution Party candidates, five Libertarians, and one independent gathered enough signatures or their party's backing to appear on the ballot. The general election is on Tuesday, November 3rd, and absentee ballots will be sent out on October 6th. A legislative committee is considering increasing taxes on data centers. Wyoming Public Radio's Jordan Uplinger reports.
The Revenue Committee debated a bill that would change the tax classification of data centers from commercial to industrial. Currently, commercial properties are taxed at 9.5%, while industrial property is taxed at 11.5%. According to a representative from the Wyoming Taxpayers Association, this would be a roughly 20% increase on data centers' final tax bill. Lawmakers spent most of the discussion working out the qualifying terms for a data center. Here's Representative Clarence Sivar of Cheyenne.
I don't think with the staff comment, we need to be using electricity. I think we need to look at something else for the size.
Lawmakers voted to lay back the bill with the intention of returning to it to more accurately define data centers and their appropriate property classification at their next meeting on November 19th. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Jordan Uplinger.
Residents of Wilson say the summer of crashes on Teton Pass has felt relentless. That's after a third man was killed in a third wreck this week. KHOL News' Evan Robinson Johnson reports.
The death of a Colorado man came in the same single-mile stretch of the mountain highway this summer as two others in 3 months. Brian Ralph lives at the base in Wilson and is fed up.
All three of those crashes were about 1,000 yards up from our house, so at this point it's not really a coincidence.
Community leaders say added signage from the State Transportation Department isn't going far enough. Commissioner Luther Probst wants a full ban on trucks and RVs months ahead of the typical winter closure.
The death and the injury and the toll on first responders is out of hand.
State data shows traffic coming from the Idaho side over the pass has jumped 66% since 2009. The crash this week was the seventh fatal crash in the past 4 years. For KHOL News, I'm Evan Robinson Johnson.
Wyoming is the latest state to allow licensed professional counselors to practice across state lines. According to the American Counseling Association, the Counseling Compact works much like a driver's license, allowing providers in participating states to practice in person or via telehealth. Currently, the program is up and running in 8 other states, including Arizona. That number is expected to grow as the 38 other states that have signed the agreement begin to actually grant interstate privileges. Wyoming lawmakers passed a bill allowing for the compact 3 years ago. The back-end systems to make it work just recently came online. Yellowstone National Park is lifting fishing closures on the Firehole, Madison, and Gibbon Rivers downstream of Norris Campground starting today. The closures were originally established on July 15th due to severe heat. The park cited low water flows and high water temperatures reaching over 68 degrees. Fishing can exacerbate the stress and risk of death that hot weather can create for fish. Large portions of the state observed record warm temperatures in July, and that carried into August. Fishing will be allowed from sunrise to sunset. Yellowstone National Park say staff will continue to monitor water temperatures. And here's Ivy Engel with a lighter look at Wyoming news.
This is Around Wyoming. Here are some stories from around the state. A Jackson Trail runner has finally conquered the hill that was her first race. The Jackson Hole News and Guide reports for several years, Andy Cornish ran the Rendezvous Mountain Hill Climb, but stopped about 4 years ago. This year, she returned and took first place for the first time. Colorado's Tyler McCandless won the men's division for the fourth time. Some of Douglas's electrical boxes have become a little more colorful. The Douglas Budget reports three were wrapped in artwork by locals. One has pieces from local kids, another depicts a meadowlark and a man on horseback moving a steer, and the last shows a jackalope in western wear in front of the mountains. The Laramie Boomerang reports Stacy Ann Reckadahl won a ribbon in rose mauling at the National Norwegian American Folk Art Exhibition. The traditional decorative art form features painted, intricate flowing patterns and flowers. She painted an ale cup. Military veterans and their spouses have a new space to rest. The Rock Springs Rocket Miner reports the local detachment of the Marine Corps League dedicated a new columbarium. The burial place is part of the organization's efforts to support local veterans. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Ivy Engel.
And now for today's Wyoming trivia question. When did the state of Wyoming first recognize Labor Day as a holiday? Send your answer to wyomingdebrief@gmail.com or by message on Instagram or Facebook. We'll be sure to give a shout-out to the first person with the right answer. As for yesterday's trivia question, when was the last time Yellowstone's supervolcano erupted? Well, there was a non-explosive lava flow in the area about 70,000 years ago. But the last time it really erupted, the kind of catastrophic explosion we all wonder about, was around 635,000 years ago. It could be overdue for another, but there are no indications that it could happen anytime soon. Congratulations to Pam Burns, the first to submit the right answer. Well, that's it for today. Thank you for joining me, Charles Pelkey, on Wyoming Debrief this morning. We're all taking the 3-day weekend off, so Debrief will be back on Tuesday. Enjoy the time off and check in again after the workers' holiday.